This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Welcome back. Hour number two on a beautiful Saturday in Pittsburgh. Happy 4th of July, 244th birthday of this country. Hope it's safe and hope it's a nice day for everyone out there listening. You can call me at 412-928-9370. You can tweet me at KD Pomp. Our show is brought to you by the good people of Allegheny Health Network. Health for all on the frontier of advanced specialty care and on the front line of the COVID-19 crisis. PNC Bank, make today the day at PNC Bank. Number one Cochrane, go one better. Ireland Contracting, title sponsor of the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call, Pittsburgh CW, seven nights a week. And Shendorovich and Fishman, they've got your back, not your wallet. You can also follow this radio station on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shirky Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Shop all three locations at ShirkyKia.com. Text us. It's the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, which is same as the call-in line. It's 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Hope the birds make this a tranquil experience for you. They're pretty loud back here, as are the wind chimes right now, but I'm staying at home doing this show now. This is 112 days of no sports, and did you realize it's 72 days until the start of the NFL season, at least as scheduled? In case you missed it yesterday, the NFLPA took a vote of its players about how many games they would like to play. It was unanimous. They don't want to play any. But then again, the owners would like to play. The coaches want to play all four. So, the bottom line is, at some point, I think the owners were waiting to see what the players would say. They threw it out there, not officially, but they wanted to do two, eliminating the first and fourth, playing the second and third. And so that would mean games against New Orleans at home and then at the Jets. And again, both of those would be done in order to get sort of an idea of what it's going to be like and to give some younger players an opportunity to show off. You know, some of these guys are not going to get the chance they would otherwise get because of COVID-19. And these are undrafted guys. These are guys who are fifth, sixth, seventh round draft picks. They're not going to get any reps and likely not going to get roster spots. And by the way, rosters will be reduced from the normal 90 in preseason that we see. And it'll probably be more like 80 or 70, and then, you know, back to the regular season whenever that happens. So still a lot of work to be moving forward, but they are making plans. They have a huge, I saw the prototypical handbook for protocol and health. I mean, it is long, and there's a lot of things that each of these sports are trying to do to mitigate the spread of this virus. 412-928-9370. Let's go out to the fan hotline. We have Steve, who joins us on the cell. Hello, Steve. How are you today?
Hello, Bob. Healthy and happy 4th of July to you and your family.
You as well.
Thank you, sir. I want to talk a little about baseball. It's maybe a little premature, but does Derek Shelton remind you of a little bit of a Chuck Tanner?
Yeah. I mean, he has. I really like Derek Shelton in that he has a down-to-earth approach. He's not sitting trying there to, you know, just to talk and avoid answers. He's very truthful. He's very honest. And he's very optimistic. And I think as a manager, you should be optimistic. As a manager, players look to leadership for being optimistic and prepared. And that's another thing I think from him. He appears to be very prepared in everything he does. So Yeah, we'll see. You know, we haven't seen any games yet, and ultimately it's going to come down to that.
You're right. You're right. I'm not asking for Lumber and Lightning anytime soon, but if we can get back to the Battle of the Bucks, that'd be even sweeter.
So let me ask you something, Steve. If this season goes the way I think a lot of people expect, and after, you know, 45 games, the Pirates have no way of contending for a playoff position in this short season, would you consider trading players and trying to restock your system? Because a lot of people think that a guy like Josh Bell is not destined to be around here long term. If he has a good start, you can get something for him. Would you do that?
Wow. That's a tough question, Bob. I'm pretty sure 90% of me says they'll probably do it, but a big part of me says they shouldn't. And he could probably be a cornerstone along with Reynolds and the other young guys on the team. And if Shelton can get them boys playing, it's a kid's game, and when everybody gets on the same page, you can get on a roll, and you don't know what's going to happen until you play the ball game.
Exactly. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate your call. I hope you have a nice weekend. Let's go out to Andrea, who joins us on the cell phone. Andrea, welcome to the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. How are you today?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. Happy holidays to you and your family. I just wanted to say that we all love our sports in Pittsburgh. I did want to remind people that the Washington Wild Things are another alternative to baseball, and they are having fireworks tonight, and it could be an alternative. We don't know how this COVID-19 is going to go, which way, but I just wanted to bring that up as a reminder to people. It could be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's actually live competition. Right? I mean, that's something that's been missing so far, and I know the Riverhounds are going to begin their season. Soccer overseas has done well with very little interruption. In fact, a lot of places overseas in sports have done well with little interruption. So whatever they're doing right, this country should try to emulate it and get back on to the field with limited positive tests. So I appreciate that, and I know it's always a nice night out down there in Washington County. Thank you, Andrea. Have a good weekend. All right. Now as we move along here, and again, the lines remain open for you, I want to talk about the reality or not of Antonio Brown ending with the Houston Texans. This was brought up again because Chad Ochocinco, tweeted it out. He's good friends and a confidant of Antonio Brown. They need help down there because they traded DeAndre Hopkins, so they can use somebody. The question is, if you're Bill O'Brien, would you bring him in? Would you do it knowing that he's likely going to face a suspension? You know, it's funny, a lot of athletes have gone out and kind of endorsed bringing in Antonio Brown. We saw video this week of him working out with Russell Wilson in Seattle. Now, I'm not sure who that benefits. Likely Brown, because he looks good. Russell Wilson would say yes to that, but he's not the coach or the owner. Down in Tampa, Tom Brady was very much in Antonio Brown's court. He said, bring him in. Bruce Arians said, no. Bruce Arians has a history with him. He doesn't want to have a future with him. But I don't think there's any question he could be a big help to a team. The problem that ultimately may happen is that Antonio Brown, because of all of this stuff, may take a very low contract, much like Cam Newton, with a lot of incentives. Incentives means he needs the ball. If he doesn't get the ball, what will happen? Because we've seen what happens in situations here in Pittsburgh and in some of the other landing spots for him. So that's going to be a risk that a team may want to take. But if you're the Houston Texans, if you believe you have a team that can contend, why not? Let's go to Newcastle, our next destination. We have John on the phone. Hey, John, how are you?
Yeah, all right, Bob. Again, like everybody else, happy holidays to you and your family.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
I got to disagree with you, Bob, on the whole salary cap, salary floor thing, in the sense that I don't think that's the problem with baseball. At least I can't see it helping the Pirates in any way, shape, or form, because the owner's got to be willing to spend. And if you're going to start anywhere, I guess you got to start with the salary floor, because the salary cap for the Pirates, in a sense, is going to be kind of useless, because there's still going to be a good 100, 150% less payroll than the big market team. So my thinking has always been, and it's already starting now with the inclusion of the DH in the National League. They got to start making both leagues, in other words, universal. There can't be like either or, like DH or no DH. So I think they're going in that direction to make both leagues kind of the same. My plan is always, or my thinking has always been, they should simply split the season in two. And you still keep the full season. You can still cut it back to 154 games, or 100, you can keep it at 162. I just think it's better to cut, you know, some of the games. But then you have a 77-game first half, a 77-game second half, and each division, you know, you have, like, division winners in the first half, division winners in the second half. Basically, what I'm saying is you've got to create more opportunities for these smaller markets, and also you're creating more opportunities for your even your bigger markets with your bigger names like your Mike Trouts and so on and so forth to get into the postseason. Now, I know there's a lot of variables that got to be figured out in that sort of scenario, but in the end, it keeps the purists happy because you still get the full season, but you just cut it in two, and you make it, instead of making it a marathon, you make it 200-yard dashes, and then you can also add in wild cards, and then even my most, like, I guess, zaniest idea, which I know will never fly, but I think if you finish, like, in other words, the entire season means something. So at the end, if you finish with the best record in your league, whether it's, you know, let's say it's Boston in the American League, and I'm going to say the Pirates because this is my fantasy, the Pirates finish with the best record overall in the National League, you're automatically in the National League Championship Series of your league. In other words, you host it, you don't have to go through any of the playoffs, and therefore, it, in other words, it's an enticement to win. And
I hear that.
Best case, again, you, I'm sorry, Bob, go ahead.
No, I never heard that, but I would like anything that would give teams more opportunity to get in. I don't think it's going to happen just because change is like pulling teeth in Major League Baseball. I mean, we've seen it in a lot of different ways. This COVID-19 may help that along because they're forced to do something out of the box, which is why the DH is coming in. Just, you know, John, my thing about when we're talking about floor and ceiling, it would also come with total revenue sharing so that you would eliminate advantages that big markets have over small markets, specifics to local revenue. And I know this is also a very long shot because these teams that are in big markets don't want to share that revenue. But it doesn't stop them from doing it in the NFL. And as a result, everything is even, thus the elimination of the moniker small market. It doesn't exist there. It exists in baseball because there's such a wide gap. And that's all I'm saying. I'd like to see that take place, but it's probably a pipe dream.
Yeah, exactly. Just like my whole scenario is probably a pipe dream too, Bob. I know, but in the end, you know, you mentioned that numerous times in the past. The NHL never thought they'd get a salary cap, and guess what? They have one.
Yep.
So, I mean, anything's possible, but I just, again, I can't see the small market owner saying, you know, okay, put in a salary floor, because they'll all say, well, we can't afford that. And then you start talking about things like contraction and all that, and then you get into a whole mess of things. I still think my thinking is more likely that if you expand the playoffs and you split the season into, in other words, if you create just more opportunities for these smaller market teams, and like I said, you're also creating bigger opportunities for your biggest stars to get on the playoff stage in October to show them off. I just think that's, in other words, like you said, I think this COVID-19 may be speeding that up. In other words, this I'm sure this has already been thought out at the higher levels. But, Bob, you have yourself a nice holiday and a safe holiday. Take care.
You do the same. I appreciate the take. Thanks very much, John, at 412-928-9370. Interesting discussion. I do think it is a good point to get more stars involved. You know, that's one thing that baseball has not been able to do. Some of its best stars, mostly Mike Trout, hasn't gotten close to a playoff opportunity because of what's happened out there in Anaheim. But, yeah, COVID-19 can make some changes. The other thing you got to consider now, the DH position, if you're going to have it in both leagues, that means you're going to have to pay a lot of money to get the big bat. You got to be willing to do that. To me, if you just use people in your organization, and the Pirates plan to do that this year, whether that's Osuna or then just rotating guys in and out of that DH spot, it won't be as effective getting a big bat. The problem, big bats are going to cost. The average salary for a designated hitter last year, I think, was $12.2 million. So that's a position that the Pirates probably don't want to be in. Although, as I've said before, I've totally changed on the DH. I used to be very purist in this sense, but after a while, when you see batters who come up, the pitchers, they just can't hit. And if you can't hit, you're an automatic out in most cases. When you're an automatic out, chances are you can't even bunt. Strategy doesn't matter if you can't execute. So that's why I want to see more offense in the game. And look at the NFL. Their entire situation has been about more offense in the game. They realize through research that people want offense. And I think baseball should do the same. And quite frankly, I think they are doing the same you know, right now thinking about putting that DH in a regular spot in the National League. All right, welcome back as we continue live right here from my back patio. It's a beautiful day. Bob Pompiani wishing all of you a wonderful weekend. Call me at 412-928-9370 as we continue the sports conversation. Jason Reher on Twitter hits me up and says, so Bill O'Brien, who couldn't handle the slightly disgruntled DeAndre Hopkins, is going to be okay with bringing in the walking disaster that is Antonio Brown. Not happening. Well, it may not be, but I think Antonio Brown has understood now the consequences of his actions and where it has left him. So if you're ever going to be willing to change and actually go through it and change, this would be a good time. I thought all along it would be hard for him to get back in the league. I thought all along it would come with a suspension, and it will. But if a team needs help in that department, you can do a lot worse than Antonio Brown. His talent is still there. Again, I'm only going by what I see on social media, Instagram. From time to time, he'll throw up a couple of things he's doing. But he looks like he still can get it done. I'd rather take a chance, I suppose, talent-wise with him than anyone else. But, again, you got to be able to deal with the personality, and he needs to understand that if he does get in there, it's for a low salary with all incentives, and you better be okay with that and not demanding the ball as much as he tends to demand the ball. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Got a tweet here from Steve. I think it's Kilborn or Killed whatever. Can't make it out. But he says that, what do you think about starting extra innings with a runner at second base? And I don't like that, to be honest with you. I understand the theory behind it, trying to, you know, not prolong games because they're going to be playing 60 of them in 66 days if things go well. That's a lot of baseball, so you want to conserve arms. So, but to me, it goes against the very nature of trying to win a game. You've worked hard for nine innings, and now you're going to start each half inning with a runner at second. All that does is set up a bunt and hopefully a sack fly. Maybe if you're good at situational hitting, you can move a runner to the right side, hit a grounder to the right side, move a runner to the third, however you get that done. But it seems to me that it takes a little of the offense out of the game, and you got to be setting up bunting. And from what I've seen, bunting is a lost art. I don't think you see many players who can do it. I understand why they're doing it. I just don't agree with it. I just say play on. They're going to have expanded rosters. You're going to have extra arms. You should be able to do it. And how many games really go over 12 innings in Major League Baseball? You get once in a blue moon a game that goes 15 innings. 12 innings, unlikely. Mostly 10, 11, it's resolved. So I don't think that's that big of a deal. Designated hitter, on the other hand, I'm all for. And I think it's a good thing to bring more offense into the game. 412-575-2600 is the number for the sports call. I just gave you the wrong number. That's on every night on CW. When we do a lot of call-in shows, there are multiple numbers. This number is 412-928-9370. And be sure that you tune in tomorrow night for the number one Cochran Sports Showdown. We got a lot of stuff to get into with that show. It's 11:35 after the late news on KDKA-TV. All right, another interesting thing about, we talk about bubbles and hubs and everything like this. I wonder what it's going to be like for players to actually isolate. It's not unlike being a juror on a long trial that you're obligated to be there. You are sequestered, right? You have to be all alone, right? You can't have any influence from the outside. Now, this won't be as extreme, but it's a sequestered situation, and it can go on for 3 months or so. I'm wondering how athletes are going to deal with that, mostly mentally, you know, because when you're young and you have the tendency to want to go out and not be restricted in any way, you're going to be restricted. You're not allowed to break that bubble. If you do, you're facing a mandatory quarantine as well as two negative tests, most likely to get back in the bubble. I'm going to be interested to see how people handle that, because you have to, once you're done with a game, go back to your hotel. You may have some freedom within that hotel, but that's about it. It's a different way of living. It's not what you're used to. How are athletes going to deal with that? I think that's going to be something to watch for sure. Again, the NBA, it has it in writing. If you leave the bubble for any reason, they're not going to restrict you. They advise you not to. But if you do go, all of a sudden now you're going to face a situation where you have a mandatory 10-day quarantine and you have to produce two negative tests. So that will be something to watch. As far as the NFL and its preseason, I believe that the owners are going to do what the owners want to do because they have it in the CBA that they can determine the length of the preseason. Players don't want it. Unanimous vote last night, they don't want any preseason. That could be dangerous in a way, too, to jump right into a game. And the preseason gives you some latitude. You could put your first team in for a series just to get them a little bit of work, and the next game a little bit more, and then be done with it, at least understand that. Coaches, the ones I've talked to, really want four games. They realize the importance of discovering talent that you may not get any other way of discovering if you don't have these games. Owners would like to have what they have. The players want none. Is there a compromise to be had? Maybe. But I think the owners, if it comes right down to it, per CBA, can enforce whatever length of a preseason they want. We'll see how that goes. It'll be something also to watch. Let's go out to Murrysville, Pennsylvania. Bob is on the car. What's up, Bob? How are you?
Great, Bob. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Good. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to expand a little bit on what John called a couple callers ago about breaking the season in two halves and possibly shortening it to 154 games. I think he's on to something in one respect that he didn't even think about, and it goes along with the salary cap issue. So we know they've tried to get a salary cap in baseball and they can't get one. It probably will never happen because the big markets are so dynamic relative to the small markets. There's just too big of a difference. And any business owner is not going to say, well, okay, because you're in Pittsburgh, I should give up half of what I make because I happen to be in Los Angeles or somewhere else. That's why I can't ever see that work. However, I thought about this when he was going through a scenario. How often do we see, and the Pirates would be a perfect example of this, team like the Pirates, the small market teams, they have a good first half and then they fade at the end. Why do they fade typically? It's because the big, large market teams have more depth, and that's really as it relates to money. It directly relates to the depth of their team because of their farm systems, and of course, they can go out and purchase guys and get guys on trade waivers, etc. My point is, maybe that's a way to answer the salary cap issue in a fair manner, because you can get the smaller market teams in. So the smaller market teams, i.e. the Pirates, the Twins, Toronto, some of these other teams, they can get in, Tampa Bay, they can get into the playoffs by making it the first round. And then again, you still can incentivize the big market teams by saying, look, if you win both sides, like John has mentioned, your team gets to advance, maybe not a playoff round, but this could supplant the wild card round when you have a meeting of those teams, or somehow you have to think it through. But I think he's on to something because I think it's from a salary cap perspective, it could really work. I agree with him.
I agree with that. I think it's worth considering. I don't know that that the Major League Baseball will consider it because they're very slow to make change. I mean, it took a pandemic to get designated hitter universally, and they're considering some other things. But, you know, it's a good thing to consider. And I agree with your call, too, Bob. I think John was onto something. If you can incentivize, especially for teams that do not have the wherewithal to spend the kind of money, because 162 reveals the superior teams and the inferior teams, right? If you go 162, likely you're going to fade as time goes on. The other ones won't.
Right, and it's all about depth. It's about depth and also being able to go out and maybe buy that roster, those players that are a little bit better, you know, and a little bit, you know, it's just like the difference between good and great. It's often very small, but that small difference at the table makes
right.
a difference. And the other thing that...
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. I'm up against it here. I got to go to a break. But I like the idea. I wish you well, and we'll see. I mean, this is a time to make some changes if you're going to do it, and that might be one to consider. Although, again, it takes two to tango. It takes the owners. It takes the Players Association. They have to agree. There's compromise. Oftentimes, a lot of these stuff, they sound good, but they never make it where they need to go. But I think that's a good way to incentivize, teams that don't have the wherewithal. Why not? Try different things. We'll see how it goes in a league that doesn't really necessarily want to try it all. And we are sponsored by the good people of Allegheny Health Network, Health for All. Number one Cochrane, go one better. PNC Bank, make today the day. Ireland Contracting, visit IrelandContracting.com. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman, they've got your back, not your wallet. Join Craig Riley every Tuesday at 7 for Garage Sports Trivia live on 93.7 The Fan Instagram, brought to you by Precision Garage and BetRivers.com. All right, when it comes to the NHL, teams continue to play in their voluntary workout. We're expecting Phase 3, which is the actual training camp, July 10th, or potentially move back to July 13th, and then a start of the season. The one thing that the NHL and its players have done is had a really good dialogue back and forth. They were the first to come up with a hard and true plan here in this COVID-19 era. They're also working on a new extension for their CBA, which will feature a salary cap freeze, which is something people worried about, because if you lose a lot of revenue, most people thought that cap would come down significantly. And if it's frozen, it certainly helps a team like the Penguins, who then would have a very interesting decision, even more so with their goaling future of Matt Murray and Tristan Jarry, because both those guys you'd like to keep. I think you're better with two good established guys, and I think Murray is more established, which is why he should start this five-game series against Montreal. But Jarry is, he was drafted to be a franchise goalie. They also on the horizon are aware there's a Seattle expansion draft, and you're going to leave somebody unprotected. There could be a trade in advance of that. We'll see how that goes. But in the meantime, if a salary cap is frozen where it is at about $81 million, that's certainly good news. The other thing that was interesting, Andrew Filippone, who, by the way, will be coming up at 2 to 6 today, his national show locally on 93.7 The Fan, the Pony Express, he had Tyler Kennedy on. One of the things that players in the NHL have been quick to do is spread disease. Tight locker rooms, we've seen it. We saw it with the mumps back several years ago, remember that? And it seems like when people get the flu, it just goes right through the locker room. So this could be very similar to that, and if that happens, they could have major issues, especially in a short series where you need all of your players. But having said that, they're going to try to use as many locker rooms available or spaces available to keep guys separate. It's unusual times, but you have to go through unusual measures as well in order to get these games in, if they plan on doing that. In Toronto, at Edmonton, it looks like the Stanley Cup Final and both conference championships would be in Edmonton. And again, that's out in the middle of nowhere, so if you're looking to mitigate spread, that's a good place for it to be, and I don't have any problem with that. Vegas has gone the opposite way. They were one of the leading candidates for this, but now, as it turned out, they opened up a little bit too soon, rushed things, and now that situation there is not one that the NHL wants to deal with. So football will start in 72 days, believe it or not, regular season, if it sticks to the plan. The big question between now and then, how many preseason games? I'm of the belief that owners will enforce their CBA agreed to power and have two of these games, which is what was indicated this week. And if so, it would be for the Steelers at home against New Orleans and then at the Jets. We'll carry that game against the Jets on KDKA, but from what we understand, we'll be broadcasting from a whole different area. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work. I'd love to give that chance. And I think coaches really want that chance for young players. It's a real only way to evaluate young guys that they have. And, man, there have been a lot of success stories, guys who are undrafted, lower-round picks, who just get a chance and then run with it. You may not get a chance to see them. Rosters will be reduced. Those players may be cut, and you may be losing out, which is why coaches want bigger opportunities if they can get them. 412-928-9370. Again, Andrew will be on national show from 2 to 6. It'll be networked the rest of the day here. Now it's time to tell you about the weather, because as you know, it's heating up. And the weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet in McMurray. The sun is shining on great deals like 0% for 72 months at Sun Chevy and sunchevy.com. This afternoon, partly sunny, hot, humid, a high near 90 degrees. And it's only going to feel worse than that with everything else taken into effect. More feel-like temperature of 95. Tonight, moonlit sky, low of 66. Tomorrow, we got partly sunny and hot with thunderstorms in spots during the afternoon, especially in the Laurels, high of 92 degrees. Monday, partly sunny, very hot, temperature approaching record of 98, which was set in 1988. The high expected on Monday at around 96 degrees. That would be something. Anyway, fan weather once again brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. And I want to thank you all for calling today. Thank those of you who are had the opportunity to get in. Always appreciate your intake. Make sure you check us out on the nightly sports call. That's every night, 10:35 on Pittsburgh CW. And if you missed our Living Room Sports from last night with Willie Parker and Max Starks, really good stuff there and lots of nice storytelling. That'll replay tonight at 9:30 on Pittsburgh's CW.